The Lord's got it covered. The problem sometimes is we don't acknowledge that the Lord's got it covered. And so though he has it covered and he's working in your life and on your behalf, nevertheless, since you don't acknowledge it, you go through misery.
Welcome to the Beverly Boulevard Four Square Church. It's Sunday, October 19th, 2025. Pastor Zoni is speaking. Today's message is entitled, The Paradox of the Christian Life. And our text comes to us from Psalms chapter 27, verses 1 through 3. And now, here's Pastor Zoni.
This morning, I'd like for us to consider Psalms 27, verse 1 through 3. This is a psalm that speaks to what it means to live in between two worlds. It speaks about living the paradox of faith. The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear? The Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? I can name a couple of. The next verse. When evil men advance against me to devour my flesh, when my enemies and my foes attack me, they will stumble and fall. Though an army besiege me, my heart will not fear. Though war break out against me, even then will I be confident. Verse 4, it's a beautiful one too. And this has nothing to do with our message, but I want you to read it. One thing I ask of the Lord, this is what I seek, that I may dwell in the house of the Lord all the days of my life, to gaze upon the beauty of the Lord and to seek him in his temple. May God bless the reading of his word. We are people of faith, people who believe in the Lord. Faith sometimes is not fully understood. Most people think that faith is jumping in a vacuum, jumping in the air. But faith is based on the Word of God, based on the knowledge of God's Word. How God reveals himself gives you the ability to stand against difficult times and difficult moments in life. So here we find that the psalmist, it was David, is looking and speaking to the fact that our faith, our knowledge of God, is not necessarily an escape from reality, but confidence with him. That faith means that no matter what comes your way, God has revealed himself in such a way that you can stand the test of time. And David, when he writes surrounded by chaos, surrounded by enemies, surrounded by armies, surrounded by war, and yet there's this heartbeat of assurance. May I say to you that we need to look at our heart and see how it beats with assurance from God. May I say to you today that we don't live in denial. David did not live in denial. He lived in paradox. In other words, when darkness surrounds, light defines the darkness. The Lord is there. When weakness comes and threatens, his strength sustains us. When fear arises, confidence remains. See, we don't live in a perfect world. We live in a fallen world. And things often don't go the way we want it to go. And sometimes we wonder and we question God, why are things going north or south, whichever? And we wonder why things don't work out just like we expected God to do things for us. And this is what it means to be a Christian. We live in paradox. We live between yes and no and yes. We're called to live a life of faith based on what God has revealed himself to be to his people. and how he is to be revealed in our lives. I have no idea what happened. The sound system. Dan, come back. Okay. But when we walk through the life of David, especially this psalm, we find that though there's this holy tension, he discovers the presence of God. And he understands that in the midst of the difficulty, there is a security, a stability, that somehow, some way, God's in control. It doesn't take away the fear. It doesn't take away the moments of doubt. But there's an overarching truth about God's protection and God's love for you and for me. Faith can be lived securely even when life seems to be unstable. May I say, when life is unstable. When all of a sudden everything is fine, and then all of a sudden nothing is fine. May I just walk with you a few verses from this psalm, beginning with verse 1, when we find that David says, "The Lord is my light and my salvation. Whom shall I fear?" Here is the confidence of David on God that the darkness that surrounds him is no real problem, because in the midst of darkness, God's light will shine. God's light shines in the midst of darkness, and light is only meaningful where there's darkness. And what is he showing you? He's showing you that he's in charge and he's working through. Darkness does not prevail in the life of the Christian. It does not. But you will face darkness. You will face the valley of the shadow. You will find that in those moments of great need, when things are obscure, when you don't see, when you can't understand through your eyes what is going on and where God is, all of a sudden, David says, "I'm not going to complain, because I confess the Lord will shed light on all of this. He is my light." Not the opinions of the world, not the opinions of the doctors, not the opinions of the politics, not the opinions of anybody except God's word. He is my light and my salvation. So the paradox of light is that light shines not by removing the dark, but by transforming how we see it. Oh, let me tell you, God's active in your darkness. God is active where you are. No matter what you're going through, God is there. In the midst of darkness, God is your light. In the midst of your trouble, he is there with you. No matter what you're going through, God does not desert us. We're not mission impossible. He will never, never, never deny you. Even when you fumble, when you fall, when you make mistakes, he will always recognize you as his child. So today, I'd like for you to think very carefully that the Lord is your light. Not the world, but the Lord is your light. He will make it clear to you. Though you and I may walk through shadow valleys in life, some of us are facing loss. Most of us face at one time or the other uncertainty, and certainly anxiety comes to you and to me. Now, here's the thing. Some of us have been sold as good that if you are with the Lord, you'll never have a problem to solve. And that is so false, because this scripture tells us that faith, listen to this, faith does not promise an easier road. No, you're still in this world, but it promises you a lamp for the ones who are walking with the Lord. There's a lamp that will make it clear. It will show you how to walk in your darkness. This is when you're supposed to start clapping. And No. I don't accept that. That's no good. That's no good. Look, the lighthouse does not silence the storm. it shines through it. Look at that lighthouse. Look at that light in the midst of your darkness. Look at the Lord working behind the scenes. Look at the Lord in charge. Look at the Lord who is the Lord of lords and the Lord of lords and the Savior of our life. Look at him. Look at him. He is the one who makes it possible for you to navigate through very dark moments at night. He doesn't erase the night, but he helps you walk through the night. I'm telling you, that's one of the most amazing experiences in life, when you go through dark valleys and dark moments, and somehow, some way, God is there. And if you look for it, if you look at God, you will find his light shining and helping you go through all the obstacles, and you will make it to the other shore. The world does not have that light. It does not have that light. But you and I have that light. Even more, the Bible says that you and I are the light of the world. That's right. We shine where we need to shine, because wherever we go, we carry the light of God, the presence of God in our lives. The second thing the psalmist says, not only do we find the psalmist to tell us that the Lord is our light, he also says that the Lord is our salvation. The Lord is my salvation, David said. So this is where we find strength when we're vulnerable. I don't know if you've ever been vulnerable. I don't know, but I have been there many times. And yet he says, the Lord is the stronghold of my life. Of whom shall I be afraid? There's something about David. I mean, this guy is surrounded by real, real enemies. I mean, he is ready to be cooked. He's ready to be killed. And yet he says, the Lord is my stronghold. He speaks about safety. No matter how the attack comes, in which shape or form, somehow the Lord will save you. He says, he is the one I trust. He is like a fortress. He surrounds me with his presence. But his fortress is not made of stone. It's made of trust. There's a time in your life that you must trust God against all odds. But trust him in the sense that he will deliver you. How he delivers you, hands off, he will deliver you. He will take you through the course that you need to go through. He will shine in your darkness, and then he will allow you to see his strength in your life. We are vulnerable in so many ways. But at the same time, when you look at this psalm, you find that the vulnerability that you and I have becomes unshakable because our refuge is with the Lord. See, you don't do this on your own strength. You don't go and tell God, I'm going to do this. You say, Lord, I'm going to trust you. And you are the one who is going to provide safety. You know, one of the great things about us trusting God is we make God responsible for the outcome. I'm very comfortable with that. I think he knows more than I do. So I'm going to trust him. I'm going to trust that whatever I'm going through, I will go through, yes, but with the Lord as my refuge. I go to him, and he takes care of me. He protects me. And it says, when the wicked advance to devour me, they stumble and fall. They stumble and fall, not because David was good or bad, but because God was his fortress. Because God was his salvation. Because God was working with him, and he was trusting God to do the work. You trust God for your needs. You trust God for your life. You trust God with the darkness that you face today. And he will see to it that you be overcome those obstacles in life. Brothers and sisters, the verbs are reversed. Because it says, the wicked advance to devour me, but they stumble and fall. The attackers fall, and the believer stands. The attackers come to destroy you, but they are the ones who fall. So whatever is coming against you, watch it fall down. Watch and see how God brings you deliverance, how he protects you, in spite of going through a meat grinder, in spite of going through crucible moments. The Lord is there to rescue and to do his will in your life. I have to say it this way, that faith, our God, does not in any way erase opposition, but it reverses the power. You need to understand that those things that can destroy you become the platform under which God blesses. The things that you face today that are so unique to your life, so painful to your life, the Lord allows that to happen so he can display his glory. Now, it's his glory, and it's his way, and you and I cannot be stubborn. I want it this way, Lord, and you need to listen to me this way, Lord, and you got to do it this way, Lord. You need to trust God to do it his way. How many are ready to accept his way in your life? Sometimes we don't like his way because we want it our way. Jesus was so smart, smartest. No one's smarter than Jesus. And he was in the Garden of Gethsemane. He said it to the Lord very clearly. Lord, if there's any other way, and God knows all things, except not my will, it be your will. And he died on the cross. Sometimes we don't understand that God is in charge in ways that we cannot process correctly. We're on this side of eternity. Someday we'll understand it in the presence of the Lord. It's just like a child that sleeps peacefully because the father and the mother is awake and taking care of him. Child feels safe because he's surrounded. Our defender never sleeps nor slumber. You can't pull something over God. The devil does not have power over God. God is in control, and he will work his purposes in your life for his glory. Are you ready for that? He may say the cross is there. Are you ready for that? Are you really ready to submit to God's will in your life and say, let your will be done and not mine? Are you really willing to do that? You got to be, to know how to live victoriously. It's, you know the story, but why don't I just repeat it? Why not? I'm here, and you're there. So this guy fell into a cliff and grabbed a little branch, and he said, "Oh God, if you're here, please help me. What can I do?" And you're holding, and the Lord says, "Yeah, let go." You know. Sometimes God says, "Let go." I would trust that he is the one who saves us. We don't save ourselves. The story of missionaries to Nicaragua many years ago, young couple had just gone to the Mosquito area of Nicaragua, a place which now is booming, but in those years it was just horrible. It's called Mosquito because there's a tribe there of Mosquito Indians and Aborigines of the area, and in those days they were cannibals. And the story goes on that the wife gave birth to a child with no help at all, and the baby died, and so did she. They were preaching the gospel and serving the Lord, and they went through this very terrible moment in their lives. And so the missionary had to dig the graves for the wife and for the child, and covered it with dirt, and then he sat on the grave because the aborigines wanted to dig up the body and eat it. I'm telling you, well, that place now is evangelized, the Lord is there, and people are saved, but you never know what you have to go through, but he's still your salvation. So you may be going through some tough moments. You may be sitting on top of someone's grave. You may be afraid, but the Lord is there to work with you and to help you and to strengthen you. The second verse 3 says, "The Lord is my stronghold." It means that there's peace in the midst of war. Though an army besiege me, he says, my heart will not fear. The war breaks out against me, even then I will be confident. This is the highest paradox of all things. War outside, but peace inside. It's attainable. Jesus said, "My peace I give unto you." Not like the word does, but it's my peace. It's my peace. A peace inside of your heart. It's possibly the greatest miracle in your life and my life. To know that God can instill peace in the midst of everything going wrong. Now, the psalmist doesn't say that there might be conflict. He assumes that there's conflict. Though an army besieges me, my heart will not fear. We assume that the world around us is going to shake one day or another. We should assume that things may not always go good. There will be times when things go bad. And so, it's not a bravado for David to say, "I am not going to be defeated with this problem." Even the world shakes, my heart's going to stand still because I believe in God's work in my life. We have some teachings in the church that are floating around all the time saying the positive confession and all that kind of stuff. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about that life that understands the truth and the reality of what goes on, that bad things can happen to anyone. And when those bad things happen, then you can stand and say, "The Lord is my stronghold." Don't deny what goes on in your life. Admit what's going on in your life and say, "Lord, you are the one who will defend me, and you're the one who's going to correct this." His confidence, David's confidence, is not built on circumstances. It's not built on what's going on around you, but on communion with him, an understanding of what God means in the heart. "I will never leave you. I will never abandon you." There's a security in your heart and in your life that you know that you will never be left alone. Even when you feel alone, the Lord is there. He will never leave you, because communion with the Lord, having to do with the Lord, having to experience on the God who is your God forever, you know he will never, ever abandon you. He will always be your stronghold. The greatest psalm that ever was written is the 23rd Psalm. "Though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil because you are with me." And is that God, the life with God, the with God life, is that God is with you. No matter what goes on, God is with you. No matter how feeble your faith may be, as you may put it that way, God doesn't measure your faith with a centimeter or with a yardstick or with a weight. He sees your heart, and he will never abandon you. Sometimes God does things and we just don't recognize them. But the fact that you don't recognize God's life in your life does not mean that God is not going to work for you. It means that we have a miserable existence when we could have a happy existence. The Lord's got it covered. Hello? The Lord's got it covered. The problem sometimes is we don't acknowledge that the Lord's got it covered. And so though he has it covered and he's working in your life and on your behalf, nevertheless, since you don't acknowledge it, you go through misery. And this message this morning is to let you know that he is the one in charge of your life, and he does not leave you nor abandon you. The Lord is the one who gives to you refuge and strength. He is the one that knows your vulnerabilities, and yet he's there with you. He is your stronghold. He's your salvation. So the great I am lives with you. He's right there. You're in Christ. You are with the great I am. You're there. No one will snatch them out of my hand. So this morning, you need to enjoy your Christian faith in the midst of the pain and know that there is a way out, and that's God's way. The last thing I mentioned this morning that there is this paradox of faith. As we integrate the themes of this morning's message, Psalms 27 shows us that faith that grows with the Lord, holds two realities at once, at the same time: the visible world of danger and the invisible world of divine presence. That's how we live. We can't help that. You gotta go through it, but you don't go through it alone. God's presence is there, and He works His purposes through your life. So to live by faith is to stand on both realities, to acknowledge the threat, yet remain anchored in the truth. That's it. The Lord will not leave you. The Lord will not abandon me. In spite of what the enemy will do or tries to do, the Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is my shepherd. The Lord is my salvation. The Lord is whom I trust. So we come to church to be encouraged in God's word, and I'm saying to you, acknowledge the threat, but remain anchored in the truth. Living in the already and the not yet existence. That's what we understand that. God's kingdom is here, but not yet complete. We do have battles. And you know, Paul says, we battle, yet not against flesh and blood, but against the host of the enemy that comes and attacks us in so many different ways. When he says we don't battle against flesh and blood, sometimes we do, but that's another message altogether, you know. The fact is that they are oppositions to God's word and to God's faith and to God's people. But centuries, David, before Jesus, centuries said very, very, very carefully, this, what he said was that though he was hunted, he was defended. That he was surrounded, but he was safe. That he was trembling, and yet triumphant. And I encourage you to look at your life this morning and know that the enemy hunts. The enemy is like a roaring lion. See who he may devour. That's a reality in all of our lives. We are surrounded by questions, surrounded by uncertainties, surrounded by people who don't believe in God, surrounded by a society that is hostile to us as Christians. And yet, we're saved. We're safe in His hands. No one can snatch you away from the Lord's hand. And yes, we tremble. Because if you don't tremble, you're not human. You tremble. Moments when you just don't, you think you're going to lose your balance. And yet, in the midst of trembling, you are triumphant. David was like that. Amazing. And you know, I guess what I'm trying to say this morning is that we're not safe because danger disappears. We're safe because God is present within it. That God is right there. God's not going to be overruled by anyone or anything. God's will be done. Sometimes we don't like God's will, and that's what we protest God. You protested too much, said someone. But if you're willing to say, I'm in the hands of God and my life is in His hands, Lord, bring it on. The Lord takes care of me. So it's 12:15, so I still got 15 more minutes to. Look, faith does not deny darkness. I sympathize with you, and I think everybody else does, when you go through trials and difficulties. We don't deny that there are moments in our lives that are dark. St. John of the Cross wrote a whole bunch of poems, Christian poems, regarding the dark side of the cross. That Jesus was for 3 hours on the cross, and everything was dark, the hours of darkness in the cross. My Father, why hast thou forsaken me? And there is that moment in all of our lives when we feel forsaken. And yet, the psalmist said, in the midst of darkness, he declares light. There's going to be light in my darkness. I'm going to trust God. And whatever storm you're going through, the Lord is there. This type of heart that believes in God and seeks God is a heart that does not deny darkness, but it doesn't erase enemies. You have enemies. He's got a long tail and a pitchfork. But sometimes he's much more subtle because he dresses up as an angel of light. We have enemies. Yes, but it doesn't say there are no enemies, but it elevates your soul above them. All power is given to me in heaven and on earth. That's what Jesus said. Greater is he that is in you than he that is in the... Come on, church, are you here? Am I preaching this to myself? Bring me a mirror, please. Yeah. It elevates the soul above the enemies. And sometimes enemies can be in your household. They can be your neighbors. Can be at your job. Can be anywhere. They manifest themselves as enemies. But it elevates you above them. For they cannot touch you. For you belong to the King of Kings and the Lord of Lords. They can harass you. How many have ever felt harassed? I'm the only one. Okay, well, I guess I have a right to be harassed with this church. It doesn't silence the war. But you know what it does? It sings through it. You sing a new song to the Lord. Yeah. It doesn't silence the war. It sings through it. It does. So when fear arises, when issues to your life come, remember, the Lord is your light. We should personalize it. The Lord is my light. Let's say it together. The Lord is my light. That means that he's guiding you through what you can't see. Catch that. You can't see it. You want to see it. You're going crazy trying to different bifocals and just trying to, you can't see it. But the Lord is guiding you through it. Second thing, the Lord is my salvation. Let's say, the Lord is what? So he is defending you from what you can't control. Whoa. Let that sink in for a minute. He's defending you from what you can't control. Oh, some of you are control freaks. You can't control. You can't. But he defends you from what you can control. So the Lord is my light. The Lord is my salvation. And the last one, the Lord is my stronghold. The Lord is my? Come on. The Lord is my? Some of you are waking up just when we finish the service. Yeah, every time I preach, there's a great awakening, you know. They wake up at the end of the service and they go home. This means that the Lord is securing you in what you can't escape. He's securing you in what you can't escape. So stop bugging the Lord. Did I say it right? Understand that the Lord is your light. He's guiding you through the things you can't see. That the Lord is your salvation, defending you from what you can't control. And the Lord is your stronghold, securing you in what you can't escape. So that's the tension we have as Christians. And when you and I live in that tension between danger and deliverance, we discover the real meaning of what it says in Scripture, to live by faith. Commitment to the Lord. It's the paradox of faith. It's a peace that the world cannot give and a peace that the world cannot take unless you surrender it and you give it away and you choose to go wrong. You go rogue. And there's nothing sadder. Did I say that right? Sadder. Triste. No hay cosa más triste que un cristiano que abandona su paz por la paz del mundo. There's nothing worse than that. Because the Christian cannot abandon his peace for the peace the world offers. Because the world does not offer any peace. So trust, this is the final statement, trust in God doesn't remove the storm, but it changes the heart that stands within it. In all my experiences, in the years that I've been a pastor, in the years I've been a Christian, this is what I've learned. This is the greatest lesson I've learned, is that circumstances often do not change, but I change to face the circumstances. I think that's very important, to say yes to God's will, no matter what he says, because ultimately, is the only thing that counts. God's will be done in our lives. I am going to ask you to do something special this morning. I've asked Andy to look up one of the old hymns of the church, and I hope he was able to get it. Did you got it? Yeah, you got it. This is a chorus that we used to sing. So actually, it's a hymn. And I think we're going to do what? The first stanza and the chorus? It's an old hymn. Some of you may know it. Some of you may not know it. But it says something like this. Brighten the corner where you live. Come on. Grow up. Move on. Understand God's in charge. And you can brighten the corner where you live. Stop being gloomy. Stop feeling sorry for yourself. And look at the Lord, who is your light and your salvation and your stronghold. Stop commiserating. Stop being a victim. Stop being a triumphalist. You know, a triumphalist means everything's good. Everything is. No, it's not good. You got a whole storm on top of you. You're all wet. You need help. Just understand that in the wetness, in the darkness, in the difficulties, the Lord is there. Acknowledge the Lord in your life. And so shine where you are in the midst of your storm. Would you come up and help us do this? Would you be helping me singing this? In Spanish, we know it very well. In the Spanish churches, they sing it all the time. In Spanish, it's called Brilla en el sitio donde estás. We need to shine where we are, in the midst of it. So this is not a gloomy song. This is a peppy song. This is a song, a chorus that we sing for the Lord and say, the Lord is with me. The Lord is going to help me. And I'm going to shine in the corner where I am in spite of whatever is going on in my life. And you will see how God will work his will in your life. Again, not my will, Lord. Oh, if you could only come to that. Not my will, but your will be done.
Brighten the corner where you are. Yes, brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. And brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Brighten the corner where you are. Yes, someone far from harbor you may guide across the bar. Brighten the corner where you are.
Shine where you are. Trust the Lord with all your heart. Don't let the enemy put you down. God is with you. God is for you. God will see you through. Just say, Lord, let your will be done on this issue. And then just have a wonderful McDonald's burger. Challenge the cholesterol. Just enjoy life. Enjoy life knowing that God is in charge. Oh, by God's grace. This is a day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad. May the Lord bless you and keep you. May the Lord cause his face to shine on you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his face to you and give you peace. Oh, may the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the fellowship of the Holy Spirit be with you all in Jesus' name. Amen. God bless you and shine in the corner.
We're so glad you're able to join us today. If you would like to watch the full service with the worship time included, you can check out our Facebook page. For more information about our church, go to our website at www.bbfoursquare.org. This is the day that the Lord has made. We will rejoice and be glad in it. God bless. See you next week.